Hey friends, welcome to another edition of Couch Talk with Robbie. Man, do we got a lot to talk about. I've got a short time to do it. This town is just going insane. I don't know, we've had some really bad mistakes being made at the top, and it looks like we're all going to pay for them now. Whether you like our president or you don't, the fact is that our country's in turmoil, and nobody can point a real finger at anybody at this point. And why do we need to? It's like everybody just needs to stay home and chill out. It's definitely a different time. My kid was talking about last night, saying that they grew up now only knowing this generation. It's since 2000. It's been nothing but living in the back end of 9/11. I don't know if you guys see that with your kids too or not, but it's a whole different generation, and that's the way they explain it. It's that they learn different than we did. They have options. They have everything that they could ever want. It's just a matter of if they go for it. So I don't know. You guys got to let me know what's going on and where you're at. We have a lot of people listening in, especially a lot of people over in Europe. They're quite interested with the Americans and what we're doing. All I can say is we're just sitting back and enjoying. We're in the middle of the desert. So just trying to keep busy doing the yard work, listening to everybody's stories, only going out when you need to go. They said that we have like under 20 confirmed cases in Las Cruces where we're at. So I don't know. It's not a good time to be anything. Like I told you guys last week, I ended up rupturing my bicep, and now I'm stuck. It's having to wait to see. Today I finally got my appointment again to get in to see another surgeon here in Cruces, but whether they'll do the surgery or not is going to be something else. I mean, they say you got about 2 weeks after you tear it to get it right. Otherwise, the atrophy sets in. Went through that with an Achilles tear, man. It was terrible. But everybody here is otherwise hanging in there pretty well. My wife, you guys got to meet on the last episode. She's just ripping it up. They do all of their educational stuff online. So that was the best choice for her. A lot of people question on, you know, whether she would be able to do it remotely. And 110%, she's just doing great with it. Even my son decided to quit his job working for Canes, and he's doing his stuff on video editing. He started his own company. He dove off the big end like all of us have to at one point or another. And it looks like it's going to do pretty well for him. A lot of other people around this area are losing their jobs. We go through the town, everything's closed up. People ask me, it's like, is it cool to ride your motorcycle? I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but if I'm going to get it, I guess I'm going to get it at 75 miles an hour shoved right in my face. That's about as much isolation as I can take. But you have to let me know what you guys are doing with your time. We're finishing up getting all the garden going. Dead set that we're going to have to grow our own vegetables at some point or another. And it looks like we're going to end up having a pretty good day. Just another day sitting around the house, talking to some friends. If you guys hear of anything going on, I know they're doing testing one more time here in Cruces again today. I don't know what the number's up to. There's different ones, but they say it's up to almost 20, like you said, but we'll see if that's true. Hopefully it's not. So you guys stay tuned. We'll get back. I missed a couple episodes. We'll get it back together. I'm going to be doing some stuff with the Harleys here. I got some questions for you guys if you know anything about bikes. And stay tuned. We'll talk to you soon.